This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are still a very long ways from understanding how the economy is going to have changed long term because of this pandemic. That said, there have been some hints of those changes since back in the early days of this thing, most of them having to do with how we feed ourselves, how we shop for food, and where we go to get fed. That's true here, and it is true globally. From London, the BBC's Victoria Craig has that one.
During the COVID-19 lockdown, this sound has become the norm for so many of us. The doorbell rings, and a big box of fresh produce, groceries, or takeout shows up at your door. Hi. A year ago, though, how that online food order arrived was a logistical nightmare for many businesses.
We started with a box, WhatsApped it to a few people, and it kind of went viral from there.
That's Nick Fowler, founder of British food supplier Smith & Brock. Until last March, the company's clients were only of the commercial variety, so hotels, pubs, restaurants, and schools. But when the hospitality sector was forced to close because of lockdown, Fowler and his team were in a rush to offload produce before it went bad. Direct-to-consumer was the only option, and it boomed.
We were doing the same amount of revenue at the start of lockdown that we were doing to hotels and restaurants, but we were doing a heck of a lot more deliveries than what we would have normally been doing. So logistically, it was quite challenging getting it all out.
Now, with about 20% of their corporate clients out of business, that model is what's keeping Smith & Brock not only alive, but thriving. The range has grown from basic fruit and veg boxes to gourmet options like a steak dinner for two, cheese and charcuterie, even a collaboration with one of London's top seafood restaurants. Now, Fowler says there's no going back to the wholesale-only business model.
It's a kind of change for the good, really. So I think it's given people a bit more time to think about what they're buying and how they're buying it, buy more locally, be more involved and interested in what suppliers we use.
It's a change the wider hospitality industry is seeing as well.
It's the first day. It's all happening now. Why?
The founders of London's Honey & Co. restaurant have just thrown open their doors after a tough three-month lockdown. The joy from owner Itamar Sarulovich is palpable, even over the phone.
We have an amazing clientele base who really rallied around us, and there's no words to describe that feeling. People writing us proper, real letters. They send us flowers. Like, who sends flowers to a restaurant?
In the same way grocers like Smith & Brock pivoted to a direct-to-consumer business last spring, Sarulovich and his wife launched Heat & Eat meal kits that they delivered nationwide. Their three-course meals included fun extras like a customized Spotify playlist, free additional desserts, even candles and white linen napkins for Valentine's Day. Honey & Co.'s owners hope to keep this new slice of the business alive.
There's so much knowledge that we've gained. Like, how do you pack hundreds of meals on the same day? How do you send them all? It's a real valuable skill that we've developed. So it'll be a shame to let it go to waste.
As more of the UK economy reopens from a third national lockdown, companies have to decide whether to switch up their supply chains again or continue pandemic-proofing their operations against another potential wave of the virus. But it appears businesses are feeling optimistic about their futures. A recent survey from IHS Market shows 4 in 10 businesses are looking to hire more staff over the next year, and corporate spending plans are at some of their highest levels since the pandemic began. For Honey & Co., all of this means finding a way to continue offering meal kit boxes while maintaining 3 London restaurants. And for Smith & Brock, it means investing in a new physical produce shop to hold on to the customers they've won over during lockdown. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.